you ever wondered how do they allocate money from the government for the cities and the states? Let me tell you how we can all make a difference just by taking time and filling out the U.S. Census.
This is The Takeaway, and I'm Duarte Geraldino. Good to be with you today. We begin this hour with news out of the Trump administration that surfaced late Monday night. The Commerce Department, under Secretary Wilbur Ross, formally announced it'll comply with a Trump administration request to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census questionnaire. State officials immediately blasted the news. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is now preparing a multi-state lawsuit. And by Tuesday afternoon, California's Attorney General Javier Becerra filed a lawsuit over that decision. Here's AG Becerra in a press conference on Tuesday.
If we don't do an accurate census, when you're talking about a several percentage point or even a few percentage point differential between the actual count of people in the country and what the census reveals, could translate into several million people not being counted. If those individuals are distributed in particular states, those states will lose out on not just a representation, but on the resources that their taxpayers are contributing.
Advocacy groups also spoke out against the decision. They say, in the current political climate, with fears about deportations, many immigrants may now be too afraid to take part in the census. And that's deepening concerns about underrepresentation among Asian Americans. People of Asian descent living in America are at risk of being undercounted due to language barriers, poverty status, and housing stability. And according to calculations from the 2010 census, one in five Asian Americans live in census tracts that are considered, quote, hard to count for those reasons. Daniel Meyer came to the United States with his family from Macau in 1977. He's undocumented and currently lives in Hayward, California. He's never taken part in the census as an adult and says the new checkboxes raise even more questions about how his data could be used.
Who's to say how responsible that data collection would be? Who gets to hold the controls on that? Would it be used as a tool to help communities, or would it be used as a tool to target individuals or communities based on the responses?
We participated in the census as a family. The recent one, 2010, I believe there was no question about citizenship, so we had nothing to worry about.
That's Jongmin Yu. Came to the United States with his family from South Korea when he was just a year old. Today, he is 38 and undocumented. He says the new citizenship question won't deter him from participating, but he can understand how it would intimidate some immigrant families.
I think other people would be really afraid to answer that question, especially if they, you know, they don't want to lie to the government. I just hope that the American public understands that citizenship is not easy for undocumented immigrants. Maybe the better question would be, on a census, would you like to have American citizenship one day?
John C. Yang is the president and executive director of Asian Americans Advancing Justice. He also sits on the Census National Advisory Committee on Racial, Ethnic, and Other Populations. And he says census data is integral in how states operate and how communities are supported.
Census data is used in a wide variety of ways. First and foremost, it is used to determine the members of Congress and how many members of Congress are in each state. Then the census data is used to break that down even further within the state, because states will use that to determine how the districts are formed. But perhaps just as importantly for all of us in the United States, census data is used to determine federal funding. Approximately $675 billion in federal funding is allocated based on census data. I think the last thing to point out is that businesses use census data to a great deal. They determine where their next store is based, where the next branch of a bank should be open, based on population demographics that come from the census data itself.
So what about this particular change? The census will now explicitly ask whether or not a person is a U.S. citizen. Has that question been included on a past census?
That question has not been used on the census since 1950, so it has been 70 years since any form of that question has been used in the decennial census. And that is very threatening to our community, to the Asian American community, but to many minority and immigrant communities. Because anytime you impose a question like this, it will create fear in the community about what that means. Now, one thing to remember about this is that this question has not been tested on this decennial census. Now, the Census Bureau is known for its statistical accuracy. It's known to be an expert in collecting data. And it is constitutionally mandated. It is constitutionally mandated that we count all people in the United States, not just citizens, but all people. and this is the cornerstone of democracy aspect of this, from that we can determine representation in the states, representation in Congress, and we determine the allocation of resources. So absolutely, this question can have a very significant effect on representation of our various communities.
So there are currently 9 questions on this form, but if this one is added, there will be 10. Is that correct?
That's my understanding. That's correct. At least in the earlier testing that we saw, and I sit on the National Advisory Committee for Race, Ethnicities, and Other Communities for the Census Bureau, where they have typically landed is there's typically about 9 or 10 questions. And so any addition of a single question is a significant addition to the overall feel and look of the census. And especially in this particular environment where immigrants are already feeling like they are under attack, adding questions like this without testing is just potentially going to really undercut and really create fear and suspicion in the community when we already have a barrier that we need to overcome with respect to counting.
So there is another side to this. The Secretary Ross, how is he justifying this?
That's right. So Secretary Ross is justifying this on the basis of a request by the Department of Justice. Specifically, the Department of Justice suggested that this question was necessary to enforce voting rights. Now, we all know that since the Voting Rights Act of 1965 came along, there has not been this question, and there has not been a need to have this type of question to understand how the districts are allocated, to understand how to enforce voting rights. So as a result, it really makes us wonder as to why this question is being added. It has not been necessary in the past. Vinita Gupta, who is a former head of the Civil Rights Division for the Department of Justice, has gone on record as saying that this is not necessary. And so we have to wonder why this is being asked at this point in time.
So from the perspective of the Asian community here in the USA, what's the major concern regarding voting?
Well, the major concern with respect to, I guess, the citizenship question is that that is going to dissuade Asian Americans from participating in the census. We have already seen in certain surveys that are being done, even by the Census Bureau, that anytime there's a fear of government intrusion, a fear of immigration, people just shut down and they do not want to respond or participate in these surveys. So what we are potentially seeing is that a census that has a citizenship question will dissuade them from answering. Now, what that means in the long run is that Asian Americans will not be represented in the count in the census, and they will not get the political representation to which they are entitled, whether it is in Congress, whether it is at the state and local levels.
I want to make sure to, for everyone who's listening to us, to point out that even before the addition of this question, undocumented populations may have been uneasy participating in the census because of fears of deportation and immigration officials getting to them. Would you agree with that, or do you think that that's inaccurate?
Oh, that's absolutely right. Even in the 2010 census, which was a different environment, there was a large effort that was made by the community to make sure that everyone responded to the census. Now, in this current environment, we know from our work that everyone is fearful of any type of government intrusion. And let me be clear about this. It's not just immigrants or undocumented immigrants. It's even citizens. So citizens here in the country, when we talk to them about various issues, already are fearful of any sort of government person that is coming to their door and asking them questions. Maybe it's because they have immigrants that are in their household. Maybe it's because they employ immigrants at work. But the reality is that there is a large population that is out there, undocumented, documented citizens, non-citizens, that are fearful of this environment.
Historically, Asian Americans have been undercounted by the census. Is that right?
That's correct. And we should be a little bit clear. In the 2010 and 2000 census, Asian Americans were counted in approximately the right numbers. Now, I say approximately because when we delved into those numbers, we realized that there were still significant undercounts in certain communities, like in Long Beach and certain pockets of California. But it takes a whole of government, whole of community effort to make sure that we are fully counted. And that's the problem that exists today.
There's such a shift towards technology right now, towards counting people potentially online, if they were to submit a form through the internet. Could that also affect the Asian American immigration population count?
I think the use of technology is going to be very interesting, and it could affect the count. On one level, the fact that you can use technology and fill out the census form on the internet may be good because it allows people to maintain some anonymity with the government. On another level, as we all know from the various issues that have come up with respect to hacking, with respect to internet privacy, I think people are scared and fearful of submitting personal data across the internet. And that's just something new that we have to navigate. And that's another reason, not to compound on all of these reasons, but that's another reason that having this untested question is so concerning, because we already have a number of variables with this current census, Census 2020. To add another variable that we don't know the effects of can have a dramatic effect that will not be good for the community at large.
So let's look at the bigger picture. What are your biggest concerns about this decision? What are the real on-the-ground implications of a lack of representation stemming from a potential undercount in the census? Okay, if you can give us some very specific examples, please.
Well, the specific examples go to our members of Congress, whether our members of Congress will reflect the communities that we represent. And if we have an undercount, then people will not see the Asian community or the Hispanic community or other communities for the fullness and the richness that they have. That's number one. Number two is, if there is an undercount of the Asian population or a miscount of the Asian population, federal funding that is available to various communities will not be allocated correctly. Already, the Asian American community, there's a large diaspora of different communities that have different needs. If we don't have an accurate count, those resources do not get to the accurate places. And lastly, is if we don't have accurate census data, again, to the extent that businesses are making investments, they will not invest in the Asian community because they do not see the return on investment because the numbers aren't there.
The numbers are critical in this case. Thank you so much, John C. Yang, the President and Executive Director of the Asian Americans Advancing Justice. You also sit on the Census National Advisory Committee on Racial, Ethnic, and Other Populations. Thank you.
Thank you.
We reached out to the Department of Commerce about their decision to add this question to the 2020 census, and they sent us this statement. Secretary Ross found that the need for accurate citizenship data and the limited burden that the reinstatement of the citizenship question would impose outweighs fears about a potentially lower response rate. You can read the full statement, where the department also comments on their effort to count hard-to-reach communities, on our website, thetakeaway.org.